How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Greetings, conversationalists across the fruited plain. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. If you text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777, you should follow me on Instagram, by the way. You can follow me on Twitter, wherever. By the way, I just saw this. This is the Associated Press already beginning the leg humping of Kamala Harris. This is an actual fact check by the Associated Press. You remember, Kamala Harris rose to power as Willie Brown's side chick in San Francisco. Once she got into power, she dropped him. She has a habit of using men to advance in leadership positions, and I don't think most Americans know this, that Kamala Harris didn't really get where she got based on merit. She got there in relationships. And here's the fact check from the Associated Press. Claim, Harris got her start by having an affair with a married man, California politician Willie Brown. The facts. This is missing some important context. Brown was separated but not divorced from his wife during the relationship, which was not a secret. They were pretty open about the relationship. Everybody knew. I mean, that's how I can tell you about it, because everybody knew. But Brown was still married to his wife. And Kamala Harris was the side chick. Also with Montel Williams and others. And she rose in power. We there's no reason to dance around that. A lot of people get where they get through a meritocracy. Kamala Harris didn't. It's just the truth. But that's not really what I want to talk to you about right now. I saw that. I was like, good grief. Also, Andy Beshear has not been asked for vetting materials, it appears. Mark Kelly has, J.D. Pritzker has, Josh Shapiro has, Gretchen Whitmer has, but Andy Beshear, it appears, has not been asked. There you go. All right. I want to talk about actual conspiracy theories. I mentioned in the first hour that a lot of what we're being told are conspiracy theories aren't. It's common sense. And the media has been calling our use of common sense conspiracy theories, but people are conflating crazy and common sense. And there are some people who defend their crazy ideas as common sense. And there are people out there who are profiting from this. And I want to have a very serious conversation with you. And I want to pull the curtain a little back. Probably more than I should, but I overshare with you guys. And my gosh, the number of people say, I can't believe you share that with your audience. Yes, we're friends. So, I am an employee of Cox Media Group, and I do my show. And then I get to syndicate my radio show beyond my flagship station, WSB, to other stations. And I got to cover those costs. And so I do some ads in the show, and that money helps cover costs. And then Substack, people pay for my Substack, and we give you the show notes and stuff like that. I give a lot of stuff free, but then there are extras that people pay for. The show notes you got to pay for, things like that. Interviews, videos, discounts to the conference, things like that you get by being a subscriber to Substack. And that then helps cover the cost. I've got employees pay. I pay salaries to Philip and Charlie, Jim and my assistant Candace. I got to pay the satellite transmission costs, things like that, all those sorts of things. And I realized about 2 weeks ago that I can now monetize my personal tweets on Twitter. And a lot of people have started doing that. And it finally clicked what's going on. There are people on Twitter who are making mint by telling you things, weaving different things together, tying strings together into conspiracy theories. They don't care about whether it's true or not. They're making money. And I can tell you, in a week and a half of monetizing my tweets, I was shocked. I was kind of shocked. This has got to be lucrative. And I've only got like 200,000 followers. Some of these people have a million followers. They've got to be making $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 a month. I'm definitely not making that. And it's not even me. It goes to cover the cost of the show and salaries and things like that. I only just in the last year, actually, for all the syndicated stuff I do and stuff, I started being able to pay myself a salary. But I would rather pay my employees better than and not take a ton of money out of the company because they worked for me for so long underpaid. But it's running this business. But now I'm seeing why people are doing this on social media, for example. It's kind of wild to see. So, for example, Sheila Jackson Lee, it's a congresswoman from Texas. She died on Friday. Sheila Jackson Lee has had pancreatic cancer. She's been open about the pancreatic cancer. People have known she was battling pancreatic cancer, and she succumbed to the pancreatic cancer on Friday. During a testimony, Director Cheadle of the Secret Service commended Sheila Jackson Lee and her assistance in oversight of the Secret Service. By Monday afternoon, several Twitter accounts were suggesting that Sheila Jackson Lee's death was tied to the attempted assassination on Donald Trump as part of a Secret Service cover-up of what went wrong. They were monetizing lies about a congresswoman's death. They were hoping people would circulate the conspiracy theories so that they could get money. They were profiting on a congresswoman's death, trying to weave a story that they're hoping dumb people will believe, gullible people will believe, and there are a lot of gullible people. Some of you may be offended at me right now for being dismissive of this. You're a gullible person. If you really think Sheila Jackson Lee was murdered by members of the Secret Service to cover up what she knew about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, that's the conspiracy theory. By Monday evening, flags had been lowered to half staff at the Capitol for Sheila Jackson Lee. Concurrently, Benjamin Netanyahu will be addressing Congress tomorrow. Fencing has gone up at the Capitol to stop the anti-Semitic pro-Hamas protesters. People on social media tied the two together. Fencing's gone up at the Capitol. The flags have all been lowered to half staff. We haven't seen the president since last Wednesday. Perhaps he's dead and they're covering it up. This was circulating on Twitter. Circulating on Twitter more than anywhere else. And it's from monetized Twitter accounts. Suddenly, now that I'm realizing that you can make money off of these lies on Twitter, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I'm actually on radio. I have bosses. I would be held accountable for this stuff. These guys, they're making money. They're self-employed. They're living off their Twitter fortunes that they're making by selling lies, and there's no accountability for them. I've also got to worry about God. You know, on the last day, I'm going to stand before God, and he's going to say, why did you profit off of lies? I don't want to be that guy. Some of these people don't care. They got no conscience. They're making lots of money, apparently. Some of these people are apparently making $10,000 a month off Twitter, and almost all of them, what they have in common is they're selling conspiracy theories for people on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. I refuse to call it X. The Audiology video expert, he himself, his video was not monetized. It was on YouTube. I've gotten this from a number of you, and I don't mean disrespect any of you. You've seen it circulated, and he seems legit. The video seems legit. He uses computer graphics. He lays out he's a PhD. He's an expert. Well, yeah, but if you look him up, he's an expert in neurotoxicity, particularly in plants. He's not an audiological expert. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, so a PhD did a video showing there were probably more than one shooter at the Trump assassination. There were probably multiple shooters. And he did a forensic analysis, in his words, of the audio. All of the audio experts who reviewed his footage said he's getting confused the echoes of the shots, the reverb of the shots, the speed of sound, and the snipers shooting at the guy. But people believed it. And he himself didn't have a monetized Twitter account, but other people did and started circulating his videos. Can you believe this? They're covering this up. The Secret Service knows there were two shooters. One of them might have been from the Secret Service. Read below for more. And then they get money. They have a financial incentive to not tell you the truth. It's the same thing with corrections. You see someone on social media, particularly Twitter again, they tweet out something that isn't true and it gets a million retweets, and then they correct it later and it gets like 5 retweets. The lie goes around the world faster than the truth. Elon Musk has incentivized lying for profit on social media, and a lot of people are falling for it. And people are so distrustful these days and so paranoid to begin with, it's going to cause us all real problems. Every single one of us is going to suffer the consequences of these lies being spread for profit on social media. So all I can tell you is be discerning. I used to spend a lot of time fielding emails from listeners who would send me media stories and say, is this true? Increasingly, people are sending me things they get off Twitter saying, is this true? I don't intend to be a one-man disinformation, misinformation expert. And then the wild thing is that a lot of times the response from people is, well, you may say this, but 15 people on Twitter say something opposite. Why should we believe you instead of the 15? Because I'm not profiting off of telling you lies. I don't always get it right. Got a listener, Tommy, a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about last week, the Secret Service, the assassination attempt, and the snipers on the roof. And he said, I hope you'll correct yourself. These weren't Secret Service agents. They were local police. And I looked it up, and yeah, it did appear they were actually local police. And they weren't Secret Service agents on the other sloped roof, because people were asking, why were these agents on the sloped roof? If she said they could be on sloped roof, it appeared to be police officers. And then yesterday he texts me again and he says, oh, I'm sorry, I was listening to the testimony and I think I got you wrong. I try to correct myself when I get things wrong. And so I listened to his tweet. I looked it up. I corrected myself. It wasn't Secret Service. And then before I could get on microphone, he texted me, nope, it looks like maybe she missed it. It actually, they weren't Secret Service snipers. They actually were police snipers and Homeland Security. They weren't Secret Service snipers. The Secret Service director does, of course, impose OSHA regulations on the Secret Service and didn't want them on the sloped roof. That actually is true. She herself said so. But I try not to mislead. I make mistakes. I correct myself when I do. But there is now a profit motive for people to lie to you on social media and spread conspiracy theories. We are seeing it happen. I had no idea that it was as big as it is. And now I understand why so many people on Twitter, who I assumed were normal people, are coming across as conspiracy theorists. They're doing it to make money for themselves. And you need to be more and more wary of the stuff you see on social media, because more and more of those people are profiting off of that. I go back and forth on whether or not I should leave this monetization feature on my tweets. It basically, people click through your tweet, they scroll down to see the comments, they see ads embedded in, and Elon Musk throws you a little bit of money. Mine is not a substantial amount, but I was kind of surprised. It's not substantial, but in like a week and a half, I was like, wow, if I with 200,000 followers am doing this, someone with 1 million followers, they're making a lot of money off of this stuff. And it's like, oh, that's why they appear to have lost their minds. people are making money off these conspiracy theories, y'all. You need to be real careful with what you're watching and consuming on social media these days, because people are profiting by giving you doom scenarios. They're making money off of your fears and your suspicions. And the government has given you a lot to be suspicious about. Joe Biden has given you a lot to be suspicious about, and these people know it, and they're preying on you. Be very careful out there. I am one man. I don't have the time of the day to be able to combat all of it for you and to tell you the truth on all of it. I just want you to be more discerning, please.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Greetings, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. Can I disabuse you guys of a notion? It is a very bad idea for Republicans to want to elevate Kamala Harris, for to keep up the pressure. Listen, it was the Republican pressure campaign that ultimately revealed the truth about Joe Biden that got the Democrats to throw him overboard. You do not want the Democrats to throw Joe Biden out of the White House and put Kamala Harris in the White House. Some of you don't understand. I follow a guy. I don't know him well. He's like, yes, I think we do. I think this would be great if we did this. It's like, no. Just think about this for a minute. You put Kamala Harris in the White House. You make her the first female president of the United States. And she fires Alejandro Mayorkas and says, I gotta secure the border. She fires the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. I gotta deal with the chaos in the Middle East. She begins to fire Biden appointees. She pushes out Mayor Pete, which she would love to do, by the way. All of the progressive white people say in a Harris Buttigieg ticket would be winning. One, they're clueless, and two, they don't realize how much these two hate each other. So she starts pushing these people out and saying, I'm going to be a reformer. I'm going to fix the country. And then her campaign message is, give me more time. Look at what I'm doing already. It's insane to try to get this woman in the White House. You are playing with fire. You want to execute the 25th Amendment. You want to put her in the White House. You are playing with fire. And if you do this, do not be surprised if the American people are sympathetic to her, because they don't like Donald Trump. They don't like Harris, but they like Trump even less. The American people are looking for an excuse not to vote for Donald Trump, and I think Republicans need to remember this. They're looking for an excuse, and Harris isn't that excuse, but you put her in the White House. She starts firing Biden appointees, saying, I got to fix this mess. She looks like she's doing something. She looks well-meaning. People are going to give her the benefit of the doubt, and you're going to lose the election. Do not put her in the White House. How can people be this bad at politics to think otherwise? And look, I'm not going to argue with you on this point. I am right on this point. And you get the luxury of the hypothetical, because it shouldn't happen. It's not going to happen. And so you can argue the hypothetical all you want. But it would be a terrible, terrible idea. A good idea would be for you to go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Eric3, and get yourself an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Now, personally, so I had to stay in a hotel last night because I had to go do the edits on the audiobook this morning before the show. So I was in a hotel last night. I had to use my Eden Pure Thunderstorm. I keep it, in my travel bag. I can hold it in my hand. It's small. I can fire it up with a USB cord, plug it into a USB outlet, this last night I plugged it into the wall. So I'm staying in a very nice hotel. But whoever had been in the hotel room, I don't know if it was housing crew or not, they sprayed something, and it was a fragrance, and my throat got so sore last night when I got into this hotel room. But I fired up the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and it wiped out the odor. It wasn't a bad odor. It was a pleasant odor, but it was too perfumey. It was like too sweetly perfumey and synthetic, and had an allergic reaction to it. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took care of it. You can get three of them for less than $200. Save $200. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code Eric3. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Eric3. Get three Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Save $200. They'll clean your air.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, because the truth is what matters. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
greetings. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number, 877-973-7425, if you wish to be on the program. Oliver Darcy. I know Oliver. You know, he used to be at the Blaze. He's decidedly moved to the left. He moved to CNN. He survived the purges, unlike Brian Stelter. He's got a newsletter, and I see Paul Fahey, who is a writer at the Washington Post, who puts up this tweet. Good and obvious point by Oliver Darcy in his newsletter. If, quote-unquote, the media was truly in the tank for Biden, as conservatives have long insisted, how to explain the avalanche of negative coverage and commentary after June 27th that helped drive him from the race? Seriously, these people hate you. The American press corps hates you. The fact that he lives in a bubble where he thinks this is a good point, where Oliver Darcy thinks this is a defense of the press. You know, so part of my problem with Darcy and Brian Stelter as well is that they can't view their love of the media through a critical lens. They can't view the media, and they defend the media. They're unwilling to be critics of a press from which they profit. The reality is the American press corps for 3 or 4 years now has been covering up for Joe Biden. In fact, there was an amazing story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday on how the cover-up for Joe Biden began. And essentially they say that in October of 2021, October of 2021, y'all, that is 10 months into the presidency of Joe Biden, Joe Biden went to Capitol Hill to meet with Democrats to celebrate the bipartisan infrastructure law passage, and rambled incoherently for 30 minutes, alarming Democrats in the room, and he never met with the Democratic caucuses again. The cover-up began October of 2021, and he never met with large groups of Democrats again. And when he did meet with large groups, he was always on teleprompter. No matter the setting, no matter the insignificance of his remarks, always on teleprompter. Remarkable. And Oliver Darcy is unconcerned about that. Look at what the media's done since the debate. Look at what they did before the debate. Repeatedly, Republicans would point out missteps of Joe Biden. Well, those are cheap fakes. Those are deep fakes. Those are taken out of context. It was always taken out of context. The fact that these people don't even realize this, they don't even want to recognize this, they won't admit this. They said, oh, we did plenty of stories about Joe Biden's age. You did, and you told us that Joe Biden was perfect. Newsweek literally did a story, not an opinion piece. Newsweek did a story on Joe Biden, and the headline is Doctors Say Joe Biden is a Super Ager. Super Agers are those who grow old, but they remain young at heart and young in brain capacity. Newsweek did that story. It wasn't an opinion piece. It was an actual news story in Newsweek that doctors say. Doctors were coming on CNN saying that Donald Trump clearly has mental health issues, and doctors were going on CNN saying, Joe Biden's fine. There's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. Everything here is hunky-dory. What do you think you're seeing? You terrible people. How dare you say anything bad about Joe Biden? These people hate you. They love themselves too much. They love the Democrats too much. They can't look at themselves through a critical eye. I got to tell you, just side note, but deeply relevant to this. I get off this program every day at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I sit in my chair for about 15 minutes every single day. I got to be at an appointment at 3:30 every other day. Go to the gym. Sit in my chair for about 15 minutes every single day. And all I can do is think about all the things I did that I should have done better. And it's a pretty good show. I mean, objectively, I know what the ratings are. I know what people think about the show. I know what the people who listen to the show with a critical ear think about the show. It's a pretty good show. I always get out of the show and think, man, I could have done that better. I mean, y'all don't know it, but there are days where you think, oh, I've had a pretty good show, and I know it because you've emailed me. Oh, that was great today. That monologue you did was great. And I'm thinking, God, that was terrible. That was terrible. I can look at myself with a critical eye in the way the media doesn't look at themselves with a critical eye. The pundits out there, the press pundits who are there to be critics of the media and hold the media accountable are the biggest cheerleaders for the press corps these days. They're incapable of being honest and sincere with themselves. It's just wild that this is one of the arguments out there. Is look at how the press treated Joe Biden after what everybody on the right said was true was exposed for the world to see. And oh my gosh, we're so good and we held power accountable. You humped his leg for 3.5 years, you morons. You defended him. You circled the wagons around him. You excused him. You deflected for him. You attacked the right for raising the issues. You mocked Donald Trump for raising the issues. And now you've gone from telling everybody, oh, Joe Biden, he's the oldest candidate. Should we have any concerns? No, he's a super ager. He's a genius. As to Donald Trump, he's making mistakes. You know, he's the oldest candidate in American history. Now, maybe, just maybe, we should ask questions about age. It's absolutely bizarre. It's absolutely wild. These people have no accountability. So you know what the accountability is our ability to tune them out. I canceled my Washington Post subscription. Now, I've regretted it a couple times in the past 2 weeks because they have had some scoops and I've wanted to see them and I can't because my subscription has expired. But I'm not renewing my subscription because the Washington Post is a propaganda outlet for Hamas. And I refuse to support a terrorist organization. The Washington Post is increasingly a mouthpiece of a terrorist organization. And Paul Farhi, who's doing this, oh, Oliver Darcy is so right. We're such a wonderful group of people. And we covered Joe Biden so fairly. He works for this terrorist outlet. I refuse to give my money to the Washington Post so that they can be a mouthpiece for Hamas. You know, the Washington Post, the foreign desk at the Washington Post, they're the ones who plotted to oust Joe Biden, or not oust Joe Biden, oust their editor. They started running hit jobs on their editor because they were afraid he was too critical of their coverage of Israel, saying it was too pro-Hamas, and they weren't very objective, and they rallied to leak stories to do a character assassination on their editor. Jeff Bezos has led the terrorists take over the place. You got Jen Rubin in there. On the editorial page, I can only imagine they leave her because she generates so much hate traffic to the Washington Post of people clicking through to read what an idiot she is. 3-4 weeks ago, she was saying, I can't believe people would mock Joe Biden's age. Joe Biden is a genius. And now she's like, oh, Joe Biden really needs to get out of the race because he's just not in for. I can't believe his family is putting him through this. It's elder abuse. To now, Joe Biden is the greatest American president since George Washington. These people disgust me. Watching their ratings, you know, hardly anybody's. And you know, if you're a longtime listener of the program, got my start in TV at CNN, still have a lot of friends at CNN. But that network, the fact that they've got Oliver Darcy and allow him to do this sort of stuff tells you the problems with CNN. I actually think Chris Licht had diagnosed the problems at CNN accurately. He may not have been the person to helm it accurately well, but he diagnosed accurately the problems at CNN, and then they shoved him out the door. The reporters there, they didn't want to be helped. They didn't want to be fixed. They didn't want to be saved. They didn't want to be diagnosed as doing anything incorrect. They just want to be affirmed. Everybody, I get it. Everybody wants to be affirmed. I want to be affirmed. I want people to call me and say, you know what, you had a great show today. I get a little bit concerned when people call and tell me I did a good show because I'm like, are you saying that yesterday's show sucked? And I get that. But members of the media, they don't want to be corrected. They want to be affirmed. They don't want the truth told. They don't want to be held accountable. They don't want to be fixed. They don't want to be improved. They don't want to improve their work. They just want to work for the Democrats, and they want to defend themselves. It's wild to witness what's happening with the American press corps. It really is wild to see. the fact that they would, the fact that members of the media would affirm this. And you know what? To her credit, Meghan McArdle, who actually is an opinion writer at the Washington Post, responded to this Paul Fahey tweet, who's also at the Washington Post, praising Oliver Darcy. She says, quote, "The media turned on him only when it became blindingly obvious that he was going to lose the election is not a great rebuttal to the conservative belief that the media was trying to help him win the election, even though I think it's somewhat more complicated than that." Good for her for pointing that out. It's like all the members of the media also telling us the economy is great. You know, I got two buddies of mine. They run a fireworks stand every year. They sell lots of fireworks. They sold me a lot of fireworks. They said this year, they had fewer people show up than in the past. The people who are their regular customers who come every year bought less. The prices had gone up. It was a problem. They're noticing it. Restaurateurs are telling me people are coming, they're spending less money. People who used to come and spend a lot of money are spending less money. But yet we're told the economy is roaring. The economy is all of the anecdotal evidence out there that is becoming data is that people aren't spending as much money. It is a sign that something isn't right in the economy. There is an imbalance in the economy. And the macro data isn't picking it up, but the micro data is picking it up. And yet everybody in the media tells you everything's fine. Everything's fine. There's no there. There's nothing to see here. Everything is fine. That's not really true. It's not really true at all. And yet the media covers for all of this stuff. The media protects the left. My buddy Nathan Lemer used to work at the FCC. He was Ajit Pai's chief of staff. He tweeted, "For 2 weeks, the media actually did their job holding President Biden accountable. They pushed him off stage so they could choose Kamala Harris as their preferred candidate. The media will spend the next 4 months trying to convince you they made the right choice." It's true. Goes back to my point of the first hour. They will want you now to believe Kamala Harris is the greatest candidate ever. But she's not a good candidate. She was never a good candidate. And I suspect on the campaign stage, using the same Biden staff that was incompetent for him, she will show that she's not a great candidate. And the Democrats will freak out. And by then it'll be too late. Her name will be on the ballots. They're not going to be able to push her aside. They won't dare push her aside. And they'll begin to panic about Donald Trump. They put their lives on the line protecting our communities and our country. Now Old Glory Bank is protecting them and their families. If you're a police officer, firefighter, military, or Border Patrol agent, you're what Old Glory Bank proudly calls a protector. Old Glory Bank, the pro-America online bank, is honoring protectors with Old Glory Protect, a free $100,000 line of duty death benefit available to Old Glory Bank account holders with direct deposit. That's it. Old Glory Protect is available to all military personnel, including Guard and Reserve, firefighters, including volunteer firefighters, police, U.S. Border Patrol agents. From the beginning, Old Glory Bank has been the bank for first responders. Now with Old Glory Protect, the proof is in the protection. Again, you get a free $100,000 line of duty death benefit available to Old Glory Bank account holders with direct deposit who are in military personnel, Guard and Reserve, firefighters, including volunteer firefighters, police, U.S. Border Patrol agents. They're the bank for first responders. The proof is in the protection. Old Glory Protect is protecting those who protect us. Open your account at oldglorybank.com. It is my bank. I have bank accounts with them. They're great people. Oldglorybank.com. You can get an account in 8 minutes or less online. Terms and conditions apply at oldglorybank.com. Old Glory Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
All right, I'm glad to see the story. Charlie flagged this one for me. You know, the Just Stop Oil campaign, it's funded by the heirs of the Getty fortunes and the Rockefeller fortunes. So the families that have become billionaire heirs to oil fortunes are now using the family fortune to call for the elimination of oil. First of all, it can't actually happen. you need oil, you need petroleum products, not just to produce gasoline. You need oil for plastics, oil for tires, oil for rubber, oil for so many things, oil for synthetic fabrics. You got to have oil. That they want to eliminate all oil products is foolish. It's not going to work. It's a pipe dream that progressive billionaires can push down our throats, and they can fund zealots to do the dirty work for them. So the Gettys and the Rockefellers, they're not getting arrested. It's middle class and lower class people who are getting arrested. And these are the ones, the Just Stop Oil people, who've been vandalizing priceless works of art, graffitiing things, throwing the paint and the colored cornstarch on Stonehenge, destroying biomes there. You know, there's a lichen and fungus that grow on the rocks at Stonehenge that grow nowhere else, that were destroyed by these people throwing that stuff on them. They don't care. They're the zealots. Crescenda Gethin is a 22-year-old Just Stop Oil zealot from Hertfordshire in the UK. She's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Her mother is crying, pleading for sympathy, because the girl is going to miss her brother's wedding. The sentencing judge said this at the sentencing: "You have appointed yourselves as the sole arbiters of what should be done about climate change, bound neither by the principles of democracy nor the rule of law, and your fanaticism makes you entirely heedless of the rights of your fellow citizens." Amen and amen and amen. There's got to be a greater deterrent for these. Putting them in prison 4 or 5 years is a good thing, if not longer. They think they can get away with it with no consequence. And just as Kamala Harris was willing to pay the bail for the rioters in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and in places like that in Portland, Oregon, these Just Stop Oil billionaire kids, heirs, they're paying the bail for these protesters. Sentencing them, throwing them in prison is a good thing. And the problem here in this country is that progressive prosecutors don't want to prosecute them. They can't get away with this in Georgia. They can't get away with it in most places in Texas. They wouldn't get away with it in Louisiana or Arkansas. They wouldn't get away with it in Oklahoma. They can get away with it in progressive enclaves around the country, where progressive judges funded by the Soroses and district attorneys funded by the Soroses will turn a blind eye to them. But they're not going to get away with it in most places in this country. And in Great Britain, they've had enough. They're throwing them in prison. They need to be in prison. They need to go to jail for a very long time, where they can't be the little autocratic dictators of society that they wish and destroy our way of life. Good for this judge for throwing them in prison. Now, good for you if you go to omahasteaks.com today and you order their Hotter Than Fire grill pack. It's over 50% off right now. Over 50% off. In fact, everything at the site is over 50% off right now. You can go to omahasteaks.com today. And over 50% off site-wide. I really want to call your attention to their custom pack, though. If you click on the Hotter Than Fire grill banner, you can go through and they have very good options for you. But one of them is a custom option. You get 7 choices for sausages, for chicken or pork, for the types of steaks you want, for the desserts you want, for the sides you want. You get to build your own package. And then at checkout, if you use Eric as your promo code, E-R-I-C-K, you get an extra $10 off at omahasteaks.com. Minimum order required. You go to omahasteaks.com today. You get the Hotter Than Fire grill pack. It's $99. You get $10 off using my name as your promo code at checkout. And that's already 55% off. It's an incredible savings and incredible value. It is available for you today at omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Eric at checkout for an extra $10 off. omahasteaks.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.